Okay, let's see. What do we got? Oh, good. We're not close to a break here, so let's go over to the airwaves coming from Redmond and listen to Hugh.
Hi, doctor.
Hello, sir.
I'm just been diagnosed with distended gallbladder filled with tumefactive sludge, and I was wondering if you have a treatment for that.
I can't tell you it's a certain treatment, but it does help sometimes. Now, on that, there is a product. Oh, it's called Ursodiol, Ursodiol. Now, I don't use this very often, but actually, this came up at a discussion. Doctors at Toma Clinic, we all have a once weekly meeting for an hour, and we discuss this, that, and the other thing. And one of the doctors there said that he had had some success, not 100% of everybody, but better than 50% with this product called Ursodiol. And so I looked that one up. It's totally natural, and I believe it's available in the health food stores, but since I haven't worked with it much, I don't know that for sure. But do look up Ursodiol, and see what you think, sir.
Okay, fine. I also on I've I don't have a stomach because I had stomach cancer,
Oh,
and
I'm
I've been
sorry.
taking B12
Yay.
sublingual.
Oops. That's not likely to do you much good, sir, because in order to get B12 absorbed, it has to be grabbed by a molecule called intrinsic factor, and the only cells that make intrinsic factor are in the stomach, and your stomach's not on active duty,
Right.
and so the intrinsic factor can't be made, so you can put the B12 under your tongue all you want to, but it won't absorb. It has to have that intrinsic factor.
Yeah,
That's why. Yeah, you go ahead.
my B12 measurements over 1,000.
Well, I hear you, sir, but I would try once anyway. I would try, and by the way, I don't believe in the normal range for B12. That's a long explanation for why not, but I don't. I would try ask working with doctors skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. You can give yourself a self trial with B12 by injection, and if you don't feel any better with that, then forget it. Don't renew the prescription. But many people do find that the injections, they feel just a little bit more alert, a little more perky than with the sublingual. And if that happens, yep, it's an absorption problem, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for calling.